This is Frances Langford bringing you a part of the American scene, Maxwell House Coffee Time. May we come in?
It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, brought to you each week by Maxwell House, the coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world at any price. So have another cup of coffee and listen to 30 minutes of words and music and reminiscence. The voice of Eloise, the Maxwell House Orchestra and Choir under the baton of Carmen Dragon. This is Toby Reed, and here is your hostess, Frances Langford.
Moon is busting out all over the meadow and the hill. But they're busting out of bushes and the Rothen River pushes every little wheel and wheels beside a mill. June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hanging the jeepers out of all the morning glories on the fence. Because it's June,
June, June, June.
Just because it's June. June is busting out all over. Two ladies, the men are paying for. Lots of ships are kept at anchor just because the captain's hanker for a welcome they can only get it for. Because it's June.
June, June, June.
Just because it's June.
Thank you very much.
Boy, there's a song with a lot of energy. You know, it gives you the feeling that if you get in the way of it, it'll knock you flat.
You're not supposed to get in the way of it. You're supposed to get in the spirit of it. You know, zip and pep and all that sort of thing.
Oh, but I'm not the zippy-peppy type, Francis.
No?
Uh-uh. I'm more the schmaltzy. Let's sit this out in the moonlight. Now, the kind of a song I can really get into the spirit of is Goodnight, Sweetheart. That's my kind of song, Francis.
That's everybody's kind of song, Toby.
Good night, sweetheart, till we meet tomorrow. Good night, sweetheart, sleep will banish sorrow.
Ever stop to think how many different instruments of the orchestra it takes to bring out the full beauty of a simple melody like this? You'll find the woodwinds, the strings, the brasses, yes, and the rhythm section, too. Each instrument carefully selected for its own special quality of tone, then skillfully blended to create a harmonious result no single instrument could hope to equal. Just with superb performance of fine music, so too with the creation of Maxwell House Coffee. Not just one, but many great coffees are chosen for the world-famous Maxwell House blend. Each selected with painstaking care for its own particular flavor qualities. Our Maxwell House experts choose Monizelis for melamines. They add Netherlands for richness. They select other famed coffees for robust vigor. And they blend in Bucaramangas for fine, full body. The result is coffee at its flavor peak, a blend so satisfying and delicious, it's actually bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. So, friends, why not know the best in coffee drinking pleasure? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Just say Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Dreams and told you anyone I'll hold you. Good night,
you say makes a song part of the American theme, Toby.
Americans singing it?
Well, the Maxwell House Choir and Eloise have a song that Americans have been singing for a long, long time. Listen and remember.
There are smiles that make us happy. There are smiles that make us blue. There are smiles that steal away the tears off. That's the song we steal away the blues. There are smiles that have a tender meaning that the eyes of love alone may see. And the smiles that fill my life with sunshine are the smiles that you give to me.
The month that rhymes with moon and spoon and other dangerous words like that. And everywhere you go, you bump into someone coming down with a slight piece of June. There's a brand new love song that fits the situation perfectly, and here's Frances Langford to sing it.
Would you believe me? I love you so. When you're beside me, I'm all aglow. My thoughts just want a symbol. Each time you speak, your smile can make me tremble and leave me weak. Would you a wasted day is what I call it when you're away. You're
I've been seeing is many different things. It's the sets of tennis and the croquet matches and the rounds of golf. It's the kids playing in the lawn sprinklers on summer afternoons. It's the family Bible and the wedding veil handed down from generation to generation. This month, it's very likely to be a June wedding.
In the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns to love.
Pop, what are you doing Thursday night?
Playing poker, and don't you try to talk me out of it. Times your mother goes to visit her cousin Eve are the only chances I get to play poker.
Well, you'll have to do it another night. You've got to give a bride away Thursday night.
I haven't got one.
Well, you see, Margie's father's dead, and she and Clarence are getting married.
Oh,
and...
poor Clarence. Another fine boy about to be sacrificed.
Why, Pop?
I mean it. I think it's shameful the way women rush men into matrimony before they're old enough to know any better.
Pop, you're an awful phony, but I love you.
Why can't Toby give her away?
Toby's going to be best man.
I challenge his right to any such title.
Well, Clarence picked him.
Well, Clarence isn't in any fit state to be trusted to pick anything. He should have been locked up the whole month of June.
Your father goes on grumbling, but you don't pay any more attention. You think to yourself that he's pretty silly because you know that Clarence is the happiest man alive. You wonder what he and Toby are saying at dinner.
You sit in the restaurant looking at Clarence play around with his food, and you finally say, isn't the steak any good?
I don't know, Toby. I can't taste.
You got a cold?
No, just cold feet.
Well, good grief, why? You've been going with Margie for years. You know everything about her.
Suddenly I feel like I don't know anything about her. Do you suppose she puts her hair up on those 10 things at night?
Now, how would I know?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything. She'll probably never let me go out with the fellas.
Probably not.
I'll never see any of my old friends anymore.
No more.
And she'll undoubtedly make me wash the dishes.
Undoubtedly.
And make the beds.
Yeah.
And do the washing.
Yeah.
Toby, if you were a man, would you marry her?
No. What do you mean? If I was a man, what do you think I am, a mouse?
No, I'm the mouse. All I did was follow a piece of cheesecake and the trap was sprung. She'd never let me out of it now, would she?
Nope, never.
There's two alternatives.
Two alternatives?
Yeah. Murder or suicide.
You sit looking at the poor sucker across the table and you think, oh, brother, I'm glad it's you and not me. And Margie and Frances don't seem like girls anymore. They seem more like leopards crouched on trees waiting for a man to come along. And you wonder what they're doing now.
You and your father and Margie sit in her bedroom. The wedding outfit is a beautiful drift of satin and lace on the bed. Even your father looks a bit misty-eyed and sentimental.
That dress is a lot like the dress your mother wore, Princess.
It's a lovely dress. Margie, you must be very happy.
Sure, I'm terribly happy. Oh, Francis.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Just Clarence.
But don't you love him, Margie?
Yes, I hate him.
You do? Then why did you say you'd marry him?
I loved him then.
And you don't now?
No.
Francis, does that make sense to you?
Perfect.
Just make nonsense to me. Now, see here, Margie, what's wrong with Clarence?
I don't know. Probably lots of things.
Something should be done about things like this. Things like women should not be allowed to happen to men.
It's sort of the end of your youth, isn't it? From this day forward, no more telephone calls, no more flowers, no more dates, no one. Just Clarence.
Certainly make it all sound attractive.
One face across the breakfast table for the rest of your life.
Oh, surely you're going to be more prolific than that.
Do you think Clarence snores, Francis?
How would I know?
I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't even know my own mind.
I don't think you'd like it if you did.
He probably has a violent temper.
Probably.
He might even strike me.
He might. Oh, Margie.
He'll expect me to slave and scrimp and be a drudge.
Yeah.
Now, see here, this is not fair to Clarence. Clarence is a nice boy.
You like him?
I most certainly do.
All right, you marry him.
Oh, Francis, what'll I do?
Just tell him you don't want to marry him. After all, he didn't go out with a gun and bag you like a deer or something. You're a woman. You're a human being.
One does not necessarily follow the other.
Let's find him and tell him right now.
So you and Margie and Pop go over to talk to Clarence. You find him sitting in the front room with Toby.
Francis and Margie and Pop stalk in and you break out in goose flesh. This is woman, you think to yourself, out to track down man.
Clarence, Margie has something to say to you.
What do you want, Margie?
I don't want to marry you, Clarence.
You don't? Oh, Margie, don't you? That's wonderful. That's sensational. Oh, Margie, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Clarence Jones, the least you could do is look decently sorry. Do you realize what you're losing?
What do you think he's so happy about?
Why, Pop. And you, Toby Reed. I think you're acting perfectly despicable about the whole thing.
For me, I haven't opened my mouth.
This is all your fault.
My fault? What's my fault?
Don't try and change the subject.
I haven't done a thing.
Well, why haven't you?
Come on, Francis, let's go home. If they don't want to marry us, they don't have to.
She's gone.
Congratulations.
She isn't going to marry me.
Oh, you've got your freedom back. That's what you wanted.
Yeah, I got it back. But what am I going to do with it?
You and Margie walk down the street. You're pretty mad, and you think Margie is, too. But all of a sudden, you hear... Are you crying, Margie?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm so happy. I must be crying because I'm happy. I got what I wanted. Didn't I?
Evidently you didn't.
Margie! Margie!
Oh, Margie.
Why, Clarence. What are you doing out at this hour?
Looking for you.
Whatever for?
Margie, I knew a girl once who cut off her nose to spite her face. She never was happy after that.
You're right. Clarence, you're the nose on my face.
The what?
I'll never be happy without you. Even if you do beat me.
Oh, and I'd never be happy without you, even if you do make me do the dishes. You beat you? Well, Margie, is that what you were thinking?
Did you think I'd make you do the dishes?
You leave them there. They don't even see you go. Down the street, you meet Pop and Toby, and you head towards home.
Kids make up?
Yeah.
Love's a wonderful thing. Why don't you two try it yourself sometime?
Why, Pop, I thought you were against all that sort of thing.
How can a man be against something he's been a part of for 30 years? Yes, sir, you ought to be thinking ahead a little. Putting money into United States savings bonds, investing in your future. Before you know it, you'd have a home of your own, a college education for your children.
Hey, not so fast.
Of course, you really should get married first.
It's worth thinking about, isn't it, Francis?
Yeah, I think it is. And the next day, you're still thinking about it as you stand there in the summer twilight, listening to the old, old words.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part.
You stand there, listening, looking at the bride in her traditional white satin and the groom standing there beside her. And suddenly, you find yourself thinking of the generations behind these two. Of the Pilgrims and the Quakers, of the frontiersmen and the pioneers. You think of the weddings in the first bare, unadorned churches, and behind stockades and beside campfires. Of the wedding in the missions and the chapels and the cathedrals. And you think, here is one of the most important of the American scene. Here, as this boy and this girl wed, is our past and our present and our hope for the future.
June weddings and June brides. They say it's been a great month for marriages, Francis.
And if I know my brides, Toby, they'll welcome some good advice about coffee right now.
Very happy assignment, Francis. You know, like wedding bells and romance, Maxwell House coffee is a very real part of the American scene. Here in America, we've made coffee our national drink. And for any family, this fact is worth remembering. Today, with over 1,000 coffee brands to choose from, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. What's behind this overwhelming preference? Sure, it's flavor. Of course, that good-to-the-last-drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of carefully selected Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to the peak of perfection. Flavor plus value. For with all these rich dividends of extra flavor, Maxwell House costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. You get so much more for so little more. Why not make yours Maxwell House, America's favorite brand of coffee, always good to the last drop.
Certainly music like this is a great part of the American scene. The songs that sang their way back from Oklahoma and Wyoming and Texas and Colorado, from the land of the sagebrush and the canyon and the shaggy mountains, from the stamping ground of the deer and the hidden cave of the bear and the field of the Mustang and the pony. Listen while Carmen Dragon, the choir, Eloise and I bring you songs from the West.
Discouraging word, I must go. give me a horse, great big horse, give me a buckaroo, and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. Oh, give me a ranch, big fair fan, give me a set of zoo, and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. Give me the wild old for I'm just like a fairy flower, growing wilder every hour. Oh, give me a moon, fairy moon, give me a gal or two, and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
Now let me tell you that we are quest for men are men, and women are very sweet, that's where I'm gonna be.
That's where you're gonna be.
That's where I'm gonna be, a way out west, and once again, where heaven is this complete, there's just one thing I miss.
What's this?
A band like this.
One, two.
Next week over your Maxwell House coffee cups. And meanwhile, won't you sign up for the payroll savings plan where you work or ask about the great new bond amount plan where you bank. Either way, save regularly and build that future with United States Savings Bond.
And now until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop.
Easy to take these summer days, iced coffee, and easy to make with instant Maxwell House coffee. Dissolve in a little warm water, add cold water and ice cubes, and presto. You've got iced instant Maxwell House with all the mellow, satisfying flavor you'd expect from the famous Maxwell House blend. And that wonderful flavor's all there, full strength. No fast-melting ice to dilute it because you use cold water. Enjoy iced coffee instantly with instant Maxwell House. Good to the last drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.